his name alone be glorified, and may his name alone be exalted. We bow before our Maker and we adore him. We say he alone is God. He alone is mighty. He alone is holy. I want to welcome all of you to this morning cool of the day daily devotional. Grace has found us. We are alive and blood is still going through our veins. Before I share the word with you, let me pray with you. O King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Ancient of Days, we thank you for what you have done for us. Your manifold blessings, your protection, your provisions, the love you have bestowed upon us. Indeed, we say, you are God. We acknowledge and declare with our mouth that you are the most wise, most blessed, most gracious. Thank you for what you have done. I ask, O Lord, that you will have your way this morning. Open the eyes of our understanding. Heal us through your word. Deliver us. Bless us. Save our souls. May we not remain the same after this cast. I thank you, Abba Father, in Yahushua's name. Amen. You are all welcome again to this morning CDD, Cool of the Day Daily Devotional, meant to restore men back to him. Our relationship, returning to Eden, his presence, and feeding on his word. The voice of the Lord walked into the garden, the cool of the day. People of the way, this morning, we are going to deal with the walking voice part 13. The walking voice part 13. Sorry, part 14. And we are going to handle principles of Eden, the 12th episode. Principles of Eden, part 12. And as you joined yesterday's episode, we started with obedience, because I promised to start from down to top. The principles in Eden: fellowship, leadership, housing, and all. So we dealt with obedience last. And when it comes to obedience, there is no alternative to it. It is a must lived life. And it is the foundation of our Christian walk, our walk with Yahuwah. So we started with steps to obedience, and we used Abraham as our subject, our object of study. We are looking at Abraham because he is the father of faith. So we saw in Genesis chapter number 12 from verse 1 how the Lord God called Abraham. And the Bible says the Lord has said to Abraham, leave your country, your kindred, and your father's house, and go to the nation, or go to the land I, the Lord, will show you. So we clearly saw faith, because the Lord has spoken. Faith comes by hearing. So he heard the word, and there was the need for him to act on the word. So the Lord has said in Genesis 12 verse 1 that Abraham, get thee out of thy country. So he acted on the word. There wouldn't have been any thing called obedience without the spoken word. What are you obeying? And we saw faith at work. We saw faith at work. So we saw that in all, faith must come first. Without faith, you are going to obey in vain. It is faith that brings the Lord to the scene, brings him on board. Then you can walk with him in obedience. So we saw that anything you do outside faith is a sin, and that any obedience outside faith is in itself disobedience. Obedience without faith is fake. Because God is a spirit, and he cometh to us through faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. Today, we are going to continue with the next step. The next step has to do with living. Living. See, you can't actually walk in a life of obedience. You can't live a life of obedience without living. See, it is living that causes one to start living. If you don't live, you can't start living. So, when you have faith and you bring God into the scene and you act on the word, because faith is not a noun, it's a verb, a doing word. Therefore, you have to now live, move out, walk out in order to walk with him. You have to leave some things, leave some places in order to start living in Christ. There are people who are struggling to obey him because they have not left. See, this generation is a generation of, I will stay here and still please the Lord. I will stay here and still walk with him. It does not work that way. Living is when you die to some things. You see, to us, we die to live so that we will not die again. So Paul attest to the fact that we have to die to self. Some things needs to come to an end. You know, death ends some life. So as to live another life called eternal life. So that old life needs to come to an end. And that old life is that life that you can't live it and still live a life of obedience. So the word came, the Lord spoke to him, leave your country. Because if you don't leave, you can't leave. Say, when free baby, on start say, Ubo abrabone wo ya wishemuno. No. So after faith, you have to leave. You are not of this world. You need to walk out from the world. There are things you need to just leave behind you. There are things you just have to become dead to. You have to turn your back against some things. Lest it will be very, very difficult. You see, there are thousands of people and millions of people who want to stay in their country to please the Lord. It doesn't. You have become a citizen of heaven. You have been born again. The first birth is born into the world. The second birth is born into a realm called God, born into Christ, born into Eden. So there are things that you can't relate with again. So you have to walk out. You see. Now the first of its kind, he said, leave your country. Leave your country. He said, get thee out of thy country. It sounds a command. Get thee out of thy country. Leave your country. Why? Why country first? You know, when you read Genesis chapter number 11, the verse 26-27, the Bible says, and Terah lived 70 years and begat Abraham, Nahor, and Haran. Now these are the generations of Terah. Terah begat Abraham, Nahor, and Haran. And Haran begat Lot. Verse 28. And Haran died before his father Terah in the land of his nativity, which is in Ur of the Chaldees. So we have an idea of where he comes from, his country, his native home. It is in Ur, okay? And they are Chaldeans. They are, today when we say Chaldees or the Chaldeans, those who are in the world. In the Old Testament wording or language, we say Babylonians. So we have an idea of where the father and the siblings were living. So the Lord told Abraham to get out from that country. You know, many people want to be patriotic and still be citizens of heaven. There are people, they think when they are leaving their country, it is like they have lost their identity. But let me tell you, most places, countries, nations, the cultures there are, you know Satan infected. The culture in many nations of the world today, I tell you the truth, there are things we pay homage to. There are things we say it gives us identity, and we have forgotten that the only identity we need is Christ, the Word. It is the Word that gives us identity. It is not the culture of the world. It is not where we are from. Rare identity is in Christ. Rare identity is in the Word. Rare identity is in Yahuwah. Hallelujah. So he said, get thee out, because they were the Chaldeans. They were of the world. You see, you can't live in the world and please Abba Father, because the kingdom of God has its own culture. There is a way we talk. The worldly people will say, I am sick. The Bible says, say, I am healed. There is a way we dress. They will expose themselves, but we cover ourselves. So get out of your country is losing that nationhood identity, which is corrupt. That kind of so-called patriotism, which is not of the kingdom. The way they do things, you need to work out. You need to leave, so that you can start living in Christ, living in the kingdom. Let's look at something in Joshua 24, the verse 2. Joshua 24, the verse 2. Let's look at the country, what they were doing there. Joshua 24, the verse 2. And I read, and Joshua said to all the people, thou seest the Lord God of Israel. Your fathers dwelt on the other side of the river or flood in old time. Even Terah, the father of Abraham, and the father of Nahor, and they served other gods. So Joshua is trying to tell us that they were serving other gods. They were serving, they were idolaters. So you are all the Chaldeans. Where Terah was living, they were worshiping idols. So the Lord now called Abraham out, that Abraham, leave your country. Leave. You need to walk out. Look, today, many nations of the world, their foundation is, you know, idolatry. Our system of belief. You see, our way of doing things. Mostly, the foundations of the nations in the world today cannot be trusted. And if the foundation of the righteous is destroyed, what can he do? So he said, get out. Leave your country. Because Terah, the father, Nahor and Co, they were rooted in idolatry. They were worshiping other gods. That is their God, because this world has its own God. Satan is the God of this world. You can't live in the world and you don't submit to Satan, because he's the God of this world. That is why you need to walk into the kingdom, be born into the kingdom, so that the King of Kings will be your head. Then the church submit. It is like a wife and a husband. So when James, when John, when Peter, when Apostle Paul and all tells us to come out from the world, it is to tell you that there is a need for us. to break out from the rulership, from the, you know, the headship of Satan, who is the god of this world. Do you know that many symbols of nations, they are coat of arms, they are flags. You look at most flags, they have stars or moon or certain creature. And in the spirit, symbols represent spirits. Look at some nations, their color. Look at their founding fathers. Read about them. You will know that it is time for us to walk out from certain nations, our countries. Because it is a crime to be a citizen of a country A and a country B at the same time. It's only today that they are trying to amend some laws that you can have a dual citizenship. I had a case in Ghana when an MP was nearly ripped off of his position because he did not denounce his citizenship before he, you know, contested for an MP, a parliamentarian in Ghana. So there is a need for us to walk out. Sometimes when we, some nations, when they are doing, they are singing their national anthem, sometimes pledge, you hear some stuff which is anti-kingdom, which is not in line with scriptures. So that we have now, you know, brought the world into the house of the Lord because we say it gives us identity. But we have forgotten that the only true identity is in Christ. And in Christ comes with a new culture, a new way of life. That is why he is the way. Let's look at Acts chapter number 7, verse 2 to 4. Acts chapter number 7, verse 2 to 4. Acts chapter number 7, the verse 2, even to 4. And I read, and he said, "Men, brethren and fathers, hearken. The God of glory appeared unto our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia, before he dwelt in Charan or Haran, and said unto him, Get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred, and come into the land which I shall show thee. Then came he out of the land of the Chaldeans, and dwelt in Charan or Haran. And from thence, when his father was dead, he removed him into this land wherein ye now dwell." You see that? So they were living there, and the Philip is also telling us, Stephen is also telling us, that they were of Chaldeans. Normally, Amemufo. Today, a close word would be pagans. Do you know that many nations from the world, our belief system, our value system, what we believe in and what brings us together, what they say identify us, they are paganism in nature. You see? Now, let us look at some things about the Chaldeans. Remember, they were rulers and they are advisors. Let's go to Daniel 5 verse 30. Daniel 5 verse 30. Daniel 5, the verse 30. Daniel 5 verse 30. And I read, "In the night was Belshazzar, the king of the Chaldeans, slain." So he's the king of the Chaldeans. And you know by now the Chaldeans, those who live in UR, those who live beyond the river, those who worship idols, they are known as the Chaldeans, pagans. They don't serve the true God. And the Bible says this very man, king, was a Chaldean because they were the elites. They rule. They rule. Like the Nebuchadnezzar and all the Artaxerxes and Pharaohs and co, they are all known as Chaldeans, pagans, and they were rulers. They are the elites. Let's look at Daniel 3 verse 8. And I read, wherefore, at that time, certain Chaldeans came near and accused the Jews. These people, they love blackmailing, they love accusing, they love attacking the people of the world, the word, the people of the way. No wonder Chaldeans today, many nations, look at laws that they are passing. Is anti-kingdom, is against believers. They know how to blackmail. Look at the media has become the propaganda tool for the Chaldeans. They know how to accuse. They are the Chaldeans. They are not serving the true God. You know, it's not, you see, sometimes we think that people who are bowing down to some goat image and stuff, they are the no. The Freemasons, the Illuminatis, you know, people bow down to the sun, to the moon. People serve God of, you know, the golden calf, which is God of mammoth, you know. They serve all these things and they love to accuse, they love to criticize, they love to blackmail the people of the way. Let's look at Job 1:3. Let's look at something there. The character of the Chaldeans. The Bible says his substance was also 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels. Job 1:17. While he was here speaking, there came also another and said, the Chaldeans made out three bands and fell upon the camels and have carried them away, ye, and slain the servants with the edge of the sword. Today they are slaying with the edge of the drugs. They are using injections and all kinds of things to slay. They are thieves. They are rare robbers. They are killers. They are of their fathers. They are very, very dangerous. That is why we need to walk out. That is why we need to come out. People of faith cannot live among the Chaldeans. They can't live in UR. They can't live. They have to walk out. Let's look at Isaiah 30, verse 19. And Babylon, the glory of kingdoms, the beauty of the Chaldees excellency, shall be as when God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah. All these kingdoms of the world, that is what Satan showed Yahusha, that if he bowed down to him, he will give him those things. You see, it is seen as Babylon, the glory of kingdoms. You see, that is the beauty of the Chaldees, those who worship other gods. You see, when they build, if you don't take care, their works alone will cause you to worship their God. What they do things and it looks so nice, but the Bible says they will be overthrown. So the question is, are you still living in your country? I don't mean pack your things and go. It's talking about the culture, the lifestyle, the belief system. They even claim that we have African beliefs. You know, now we are trying to Africanize the church, Americanize the gospel, European the gospel, and many others. Because we say that is who we are. No, when you are born again, when faith comes, when the word comes, you respond to the word, you walk out from the world. Because if you don't take care, the reason why many people cannot live, look, Lot's wife looked back. It will be overthrown. This thing you see in this world, it will be overthrown. It will be destroyed. It will be dealt with. You need to walk out and start walking according to the word. Our last scripture is in Jeremiah 25, the verse 12. 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 There are things that makes a nation, you know, nationhood. One is their God, their way of life, and the people. Many other things. The Bible said, it shall come to pass when 70 years are accomplished, that I will punish the king of Babylon and that nation, says the Lord, for their iniquity, and the land of the Chaldeans, and will make it perpetual desolation. The Lord is saying that he's going to deal with king of Babylon. Remember, king of Babylon, so he is in charge of the Chaldeans. The land of the Chaldeans is like the land of the pagans. Today, many nations, like even Cain, he built a city. When he was even cursed and was going through punishment, he was able to build city and people dwelt there. So don't assume that all nations have, you know, Christ as foundation. No, truth as foundation. No, some have to sacrifice human beings. Some even claim that they killed before they started nations. They shed. And even sometimes when we sing our national, some of our songs, even in Ghana, we say, Yanas, Yanara, Yasasini, Eya Borden, Demaye, Mojanana, Numa, Shegunya, De Tuhomaye. You can imagine. Meaning that it is the blood of our forefathers that brought the nation to being. And we say we want to be identified. It is time for us to walk out. Take those things from your mind. Renew your mind from this Ghanaian kind of attitude, American kind of attitude, and be kingdom minded. Other than that, there is no way you can even obey him, because you have to leave. How can you sacrifice in this nation? You'll be doing it for the God in that nation. How can you worship? How can the promised even come? It is not possible. So walk out. That is why many people cannot even stop certain things, because it has become part of them. It is now their culture. I'm ending. Beloved, for you to live a life of obedience and please the Father, the first step is faith, and the second is live. You have to live. Live your country. Another day we'll continue and talk about your kindred and your father's house before we go to the next step. May the Lord bless his word. I pray that the good Lord will strengthen us, and the Lord will help us, that our mind will be renewed. that our identity will only be in the word and by the word. I pray that anything about our nation's culture which is causing us to disobey Abba Father, may those things be far from us. Any spirit behind them, let that spirit be bound. I bind that spirit and I cast them into the abyss. Walk with victory today. Walk with your eyes up and come home with a testimony. You are protected in Yahushua's name. Amen. Please make sure you share and introduce the cool of the day to a brother, a friend, a colleague, worker, and let them also hear the word of the Lord. Thank you and take care of yourself. Bye-bye.